Thank you. This is Fredrik Karlsson speaking. I would like to turn to page number three, and then there we can see the long-term development. Our model has served us pretty good. So long-term investment, decentralized organization, which offers safe haven for family businesses, and we always try to find high margin niches and develop them. And then I think that is confirmed on page four, for example, that we've been successful in doing the same. And also page five, demolition tools and system solutions. So the long-term trend is good. If we turn to page seven, we have the quarterly results, and I think the trends in all in the business areas are okay for the quarter, apart from system solutions. And in system solutions, it was actually the sawmill equipment division which had a bad quarter. And I think it's pretty natural. It's a project business. So in project business, the turnover goes up and down, and also the margin in individual product goes up and down. And so we had a bad quarter in system solutions, and you probably read, we actually selling two small companies in Sweden in this division. Basically, what we say is that the risk in these small Swedish businesses in relation to what you can make is too big, also what money we can make. So we are selling them. We are still keeping the Estonian business and the Finnish business, which have better margins and higher profit. But they are also fluctuating up and down as any project business. Then, if you turn to page eight, the Lifco Group balance sheet, we increased the debt through the acquisitions we made. So we are now at 2.3 net debt EBITDA ratio, but we still we have still a potential for more acquisitions, because our target of 3 times net debt to EBITDA ratio, we are far away from that target level. Otherwise, I think our return on capital employed is okay, and so it's not much to say. If you look there at the acquisitions, 2016, we made a number of acquisitions. The latest acquisition done this quarter was a hotel dental manufacturer in the States. Per, I ask you to give some comments on that acquisition.
Should I take it now, Frank?
Yeah, take it now.
We have acquired a U.S. dental manufacturer called Parkell with a turnover of about just less of $30 million. The company is based outside New York. It's predominantly selling in the U.S. market with some export internationally. They have partly sales through distributors in the U.S. and also some sales going direct to dentists in the U.S. And they're selling and manufacturing both consumables and also some small equipment. And this is actually our first step into to the U.S. market, and also a nice step further for us in acquiring niche small dental manufacturers.
Per, maybe you can give some just on the trading business in dental division. You maybe can give some comments.
I mean, overall in the dental division, I mean, for the quarter, it was a nice, stable quarter. We developed the results in the quarter, and also now accumulated, we are sort of back on track after a not so good first quarter due to the Easter, and now we're now coming back overall as a dental division.
Good. And just to summarize, I think, in general, we do now business as usual. There's nothing particular happening on the market. We are suffering a little bit of the weakening pound, but that's not a major difference. So it's business as usual. I think the business is developing to our expectations. Apart from the sawmill equipment in the last two quarters. And we had somewhat worse cash flow than expected, and that was also due to the sawmill equipment divisions. And I think that's all I had to say, and I would like to open up for questions. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. We have our first question from the line of Jon Hyltner from Handelsbanken. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Hi, this is Jon Hyltner with Handelsbanken. Can you hear me?
Yes.
My first question is on the sawmill business. You divest some business, and you also comment that you had some weak organic trend in some of the sawmill businesses. Was the poor development in businesses that you have divested now or in the ones that you will remain in the group?
You can say like this, that we had a very good first quarter, and then the last two quarters have not been so good. The divested businesses actually didn't make a huge difference. It was more that last year we had a very good third quarter in the sawmill equipment business.
Okay. The sawmill business that you have divested performed more or less in line with the sawmill business that you are keeping?
Yes.
Is the rest of the sawmill business up for sale as well if you get the right bid?
No. The thing with the sawmill equipment business is that it doesn't tie up any capital at all. It has often negative working capital. The two businesses which we keep are very profitable. The only thing which is a little bit on the negative side, the profit goes up and down all the time because it's a project business.
Okay. Can you remind us what you got paid for, or will get paid for these divested businesses?
Yeah. We don't communicate that, but it doesn't have any effect on the results or, yes, it's neutral.
Okay. Then on the overall group and the trend in the quarter, we heard from Indutrade this morning that they had a dreadful July, but then it picked up in August and September. Did you see anything similar in your companies?
Yes. We can say that July was the worst month and September the best month in comparison to last year.
Okay. A pickup in trend over the quarter.
Over the quarter, yes.
Oh, great. Well, that's all I have for now. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Johan Dahl from SEB. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Thank you, Fredrik. I was wondering if could you possibly put it a bit into numbers, what the delta in the current quarter compared to Q3 last year is from the problems in the sawmill business? Just try to put it somehow into context how much it has impacted results in the comparison to last year.
Well, we don't communicate on that level. I can say that organic growth for the rest of the business in line with the rest of the year, let's say.
Say again? That was.
The organic growth of the rest of the business, excluding sawmill equipment, is in line with the organic growth for the rest of the year.
Okay. Is there a significant?
Basically, a drop in organic growth for sawmill equipment.
Okay. Approximately what was organic growth in the quarter?
The quarter was -0.2%, and now accumulated we are 4.7%.
Yeah, for the System Solutions.
For the System Solutions, I don't split it out.
Cool. Okay. Is there a significant seasonality in TMC Nesco that we should be aware of? Should have asked that question before.
No.
Okay.
I think the last quarter, I think it's a little bit different, but it's not a big deal.
Gotcha. On the dental side, just calculating backwards, it seems as if organic growth has picked up significantly. Is that right? And why? What's the reason?
Can you ask, please?
No, the organic growth is moderate in the dental, if you take the whole accumulated numbers.
Okay.
It depends on how do you find moderate, of course, but there is an organic growth, but it's not extremely high. It's in the low single digits.
Yeah. Okay. So there's no real, this is treading along. No real.
Nothing has changed since we've communicated the last couple of years, so to say.
Gotcha. On the cash flow on acquisitions, some 500 million, I think, went out in the Q3. That is related to Park Hill and the one more acquisition, I guess. Is there anything else in there?
No. This is two businesses.
Cool. Thanks so much.
The next question comes from the line of Robert Redin from Carnegie. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Yeah, hi. So just to follow up on that, System Solutions and the sawmills, are those projects, I presume they were that caused this result. Are they finished? Were they problematic projects, or is it just that the comps were tough compared to last year?
I mean, it's a combination of both.
Okay.
So, but.
And those projects, are they finished? Those projects that were a problem, are they finished now, or could they be a problem for the result also in Q4?
Yes, but we had problematic projects last year also in Q4. So.
Okay.
So it's project business is basically impossible to forecast.
Okay.
So I have the same problem as you have.
All right. But so you still have the project, there could be some negatives for those in Q4, but the comps are easier in Q4. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, it's easier in Q4, yes.
Okay. All right, thanks. That was my question. Thanks, bye.
Thank you.
I remind you that if you want to ask a question, you'll have to press 01 on your telephone keypad. We have a question from the line of Per Jansson from IT Asset Management. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Yes, thank you. Maybe a question for Per. Could you elaborate a bit about the American acquisitions and see what you see of potential of you being on that continent, if it would be easier for you to make some smaller fold-on acquisitions to that?
Yes, I think it's difficult to forecast those acquisitions, but of course, everything else equal, it's an advantage, of course, to have an established business for us. But I think it's too early to say. But in general, we have seen that happening. When we make a step, whether it's in dental or outside dental, whenever you go into new geography or to new segments, you tend to get better discussions and better contacts in that field, and also hopefully also over time better management capacity to handle. Yeah. Different types of acquisition, but I think it's very early to make any conclusion on that. We have just taken over the company. We're still in the early phase of making that that first step.
Yeah, but it's a clear strategy from your point actually to move more into products, not so much distribution, and also to move more into American companies. Is that a fair point?
I think it's a fair point that we're open to that, as you can see. Yeah. We made that acquisition, but we're also looking for many other opportunities in dental field. We're looking, a little bit in the U.S. We're also looking in Europe a lot and potentially outside. But of course, the best, we of course search the more where we are, but also outside in areas where we're not.
Yeah.
And it's, as you know, very broad. It can be anything from distribution, which is still the core, to prosthetics, to manufacturing, to software, to other services around that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
As another reminder, if you want to ask a question, you'll have to press 01 on your telephone keypad. We have a follow-up question from Robert Redin from Carnegie. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Yeah, hi. So can I just have one more question on Demolition and Tools this time? I mean,
Yes.
It seems like you had a really good quarter there with nice sales growth and so could you talk about what drove that, and if there's anything, any change of trends or any areas outperforming?
In the Demolition Tools? I think I see the business as usual. I think the market is good, the order intake is good, and in general. We suffered a little bit of the weakening pound because those companies dropped in terms of export to England. But I think it's not much to say. I think the numbers speak for themselves. Yeah. I think it was a good development.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks.
As there appear to be no further questions at this time, I'll hand the conference back to the speakers.
Okay, then thank you very much for listening and asking the questions. So thank you.